Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, about an hour ago, I opened up the program by saying I just heard, I think, one of the most powerful ads yet for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Our producer, Travis, snagged the audio for those of you that didn't hear it on your local commercial break. Plus, another Navy SEAL teammate of Tim Sheehy comes out swinging in support of Tim Sheehy. We're going to talk with that Navy SEAL in just a few minutes. But first, we've got the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee here with less than a week to go till Election Day, your Montana Senator Steve Daines with us here live. Senator, great to have you on the show. How are you feeling about the national map for the Senate?
Well, good morning, Aaron. Hard to believe we're 6 days out. Look, we're encouraged. It's remarkable how across so many battleground states, we've watched President Trump's number strengthen. And similarly, now on the Senate races, we are virtually in a tie in Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania. We're up a little bit in Ohio. And, of course, in Montana, she's just looking great, and Tim, she's going to win Montana. But the problem we've got right now might be complacency. It's going to be so important, and we'll start right here in Montana, Aaron, that we show up and vote. You know, you might have somebody saying, well, I have an absentee ballot sitting here on my kitchen table. I haven't filled it out yet, or I filled it out, I haven't mailed it. Now you probably need to hand carry it into the courthouse. But you think about if 1,000 Montanans repeat that same message to themselves, that's 1,000 votes. It's 10,000 votes. It could decide elections here in Montana. So we just got to show up and vote and make sure we've got a big day. Montana will be the 51st seat when Tim Sheehy is elected. But I'll tell you what, they are pouring it on. I'm so glad to hear, Aaron, you're going to have some of these other straight shooters, literally and figuratively, SEALs. You saw the commanding officer that oversaw both over Dave Madden, who was this partisan hack, anti-Trumper, called Trumper a pedophile. That's the guy that's on TV right now talking about lies about Tim Sheehy. And then you've got the commanding officer who commanded both Dave Madden and Tim Sheehy. And he talks about how you can't trust Madden, you can trust Sheehy. So they're punching back. They need to. It's too bad that they're smearing this great American warrior in Tim Sheehy. President Trump called me yesterday. I was down in Nevada helping Sam Brown, another great veteran, West Point graduate, nearly killed by an IED in Afghanistan, burned over much of his body. Sam and I were campaigning in Nevada together. That race now is a one-point race. But President Trump called me, wanted to get a quick update on all these races. He needs to have a Republican majority in the Senate. It starts right here in Montana, a senator who will vote with President Trump and not against him like John Tester. That's just look at the voting record. This is not a personal attack, Aaron. This is just the voting record. You look at how John Tester votes, look at how Steve Daines votes. We virtually cancel each other out on every consequential vote for this country. Montanans are seeing that, and that's why I'm confident Tim Sheehy's going to win on Tuesday.
That's right. Yeah, it's not enough to just vote for Donald J. Trump. You've got to vote for the people they're going to have his back. Tim Sheehy, Ryan Zinke, the House. I think people are more confident about retaking the Senate than they are in holding the House right now. Stand by.
I'm Seth Pilgrim with the Speaker's Lobby. There aren't many certainties in this fall's election, but it's nearly a foregone conclusion that Republican Jim Justice will succeed retiring independent Joe Manchin as the state's next senator. But how often will Justice show up in Washington? Politico reported that Justice, who is the current governor, is rarely seen at the state capitol in Charleston. State legislators and other officials said Justice was hard to reach when they needed to speak with him about policy positions. And there are concerns about whether Justice is committed to the demands of commuting between their state and Washington. This could be a problem for Senate Republicans if they score a narrow majority. In fact, winning the seat from Manchin, who caucuses with the Democrats, could cost the GOP votes or even effectively turn over power to Democrats to control the chamber despite being in the minority. Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who's a doctor, questioned whether the 73-year-old Justice was in good enough health to serve. Justice also has difficulty walking or standing for long periods. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with some sunshine across the area for today. We'll see high temperatures ranging from the mid-40s in Bozeman to the lower 50s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet, with temperatures headed back in the mid and upper 20s. And the outlook for Thursday does call for sunshine, late day shower chance in Bozeman with highs from the low to mid 50s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
At least two Montana sheriffs say that John Tester is lying, that he failed to fund law enforcement, and that he's lying about it in his campaign advertisements that are mailed out across the state. The Roosevelt County Sheriff says nobody knows anything about this $1.8 million. The Sheriff of Park County, Montana, said John Tester has never reached out to support him or his office. That full story, go to MontanaTalks.com. The sheriffs say John Tester is lying.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, this is very, very good to hear from Steve Daines, the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, because it's his job to take back Republican control of the United States Senate, and things are looking very good. Senator, even some of these races where the Republicans were down, Tim Sheehy has been up consistently for several months, but some of these Republican candidates were down by several points as recent as, what, a month ago. What do you credit? Is it because Donald Trump is performing so well, especially in the battleground states? Is that why these Republican Senate candidates are also performing so well right now?
Well, that's a big part of it, Aaron, no doubt about it. As Trump's numbers have strengthened, ours are as well. But remember, we're running against a lot of entrenched Democrats. Think about John Tester. He's been there for 18 years. Sher Brown in Ohio, he's been there. Sherrod Brown's been in politics since Nixon was in office. In Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, he's been there for a long time. Wisconsin, we're running against entrenched incumbents. So voters know their names, as they might be. And so initially, they've got to understand and learn more about who our candidates are. And once these voters started to hear who our candidates were, they got their message out, their numbers started to tighten up. And that's why literally this morning I'm looking at polling numbers, and we are tied in three or four of these states as we are speaking here this morning. And as President Trump has strengthened, we're seeing is there's less ticket splitting going on because I think voters see such a wide gap between what President Trump wants, where he wants to take this country, and where Kamala Harris wants to take this, or I should say has taken this country in a disastrous place. And then they realize we've got to make sure they have senators that will support their agenda, not work against them. Remember, some of the important votes you take in the Senate are for personnel. It's who these cabinet secretaries that President Trump will need. That's why Tim Sheehy, he will vote for President Trump's cabinet secretaries, Supreme Court nominees. John Tester voted against every one of the Supreme Court nominees that President Trump put forward. He voted for that woke Supreme Court judge that Biden put on that I voted against. And those will affect literally our grandchildren because they're lifetime appointments. So I think voters are starting to key on that increasingly. And we've got great candidates. We've got a thread of American warriors. We have two West Point graduates, a Naval Academy graduate, of course, in Tim Sheehy, and another veteran, Mike Rogers, in Michigan. And Aaron, I think we need more veterans serving back in Washington. And the voters have seen that. They make great candidates. They're running good races. And it's just going to be a tight finish to the end. But it all comes down to turnout.
That's right.
Our folks in this open vote.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, your colleague, was in Billings yesterday with Tim Sheehy. Great rally, and he made a great point about how Kamala Harris will try to pack the Supreme Court, and will there be a Senate there to stop her if, God forbid, she is in the White House? One of the things I'm sure you've no doubt heard the remarks of Joe Biden yesterday. He basically said that you, Senator, are garbage. He said that those union carpenters in Butte are garbage. Those grandmas that I saw at the Barrasso Sheehy rally yesterday, you are garbage, according to Joe Biden. But John Tester also said that you Trump supporters are scared white voters and that rural America is racist. I mean, it's crazy. He's used this same type of rhetoric.
Well, Joe Biden told the truth. This is what Harris and Tester and Biden think about the hundreds of thousands of Montanans who voted for and support Donald Trump. And that just, you know, that comment that came out, I said to myself, we need to put Joe Biden on the Trump campaign payroll. I mean, that was, this goes back to Hillary Clinton calling us deplorables. We've been called Nazis. Now we're called garbage, Aaron. I mean, this is speaking to over half of America. And I'll tell you what it does. It fires us all up. It says, okay, we're going to make darn sure we're going to show up and vote. Our family members are going to show up and vote and make sure on Tuesday we send a loud message that we need a new sheriff in town back in Washington.
Well, you know, Joe Biden's already got a red hat. He already put on a Trump hat. So he's already halfway there to be part of the campaign team. Talk about the importance of the U.S. House race, especially in western Montana. The Democrats gerrymandered the western congressional seat in hopes to try to pick off a seat and stay in power in Montana. Congressman Ryan Zinke had a great article with him and the Gallatin County Sheriff talking about illegal aliens and more. But the Democrats are back up to their old dirty tricks. The Senate's looking very good right now, but people are concerned that Republicans might lose the House. And that's why this Western congressional seat and voting for Ryan Zinke is so critical here as well, especially with the Democrats funding third party candidates to try to steal the vote from the Republicans.
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you, if I can speak as clear as I can to my fellow Montanans, we as Montanans have a very important job to do, not only for our state, but for our country. Because first, the Senate race, that's the 51st seat for President Trump in the Senate. That's why President Trump came to Montana in August. He came here for Tim Sheehy. But second, it's the House. This is one of the battleground potential swing districts. That newly drawn Western district is a tougher district for Republicans to hold. I've known Ryan Zinke since we were both in Boys State in 1979. He was a junior at Whitefish High School. I was a junior at Bozeman High way back when. Known Ryan a long time. He's running a really good race, but they're pouring a lot of money into the Western seat. They are smearing a lot more lies about Ryan, and they're trying to get the Libertarian candidate to draw votes away from Ryan Zinke. I don't think Montana's be fooled by that, but we've got to make sure that there's strong turnout for Ryan Zinke, because I think the House majority, and speaking to Speaker Johnson, I've gotten to know Speaker Johnson very well. What a great guy, stand-up guy. It's just going on to a few seats. One of the problems he has is that about 18 seats that they currently defend around the country are in districts that Joe Biden won back in 2022.
New York and California in particular. Yeah. Well, yeah, Senator
exactly.
Steve Daines.
So that's why this Montana seat is so important. Yeah.
That's right. Well, Senator Steve Daines, thanks for all your efforts as chair of the NRSC, because we've just got to take this country back. We got to save America on Tuesday. Senator, thanks for your time.
Democracy 24.
The Association of Equipment Manufacturers has made 80 stops over 22 states, many in small rural communities. There was one major question: what are elected officials going to do to make it easier to manufacture things in the U.S.? One thing that makes American manufacturers so successful is innovation and investment in research and development. So manufacturers say they would like to see a tax code that's written for growth. One of the provisions that expired from the 2017 tax bill was the ability to expense all research and development investments. Right now, it's only 20% here in the U.S. Husco CEO Austin Ramirez says companies around the country want to see meaningful trade agreements and common sense regulation that does not stifle innovation. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, Kelly Saberry, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with some sunshine across the area for today. We'll see high temperatures ranging from the mid-40s in Bozeman to the lower 50s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet, with temperatures headed back in the mid and upper 20s. And the outlook for Thursday does call for sunshine. Late day shower chance in Bozeman with highs from the low to mid 50s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
What the heck? We should just do it. You know, John Jackson, that Joker guy from X, he was at the cabin on Tuesday. So why don't we have him join us for Wednesday's show? We're going to call it Unwoke Wednesday. with John Jackson, the Joker from X. We'll be taking your phone calls and more. So seriously, if you got something you want to talk about, call in Montana Talks. It's the show where you get to talk. The Joker will weigh in too, but clutch those pearls because it's going to be Unwoke Wednesday. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
As of Sunday, planting progress for the 2025 winter wheat crop moved ahead another 7 points on the national level to reach 80% planted as of Sunday. That is 2 points behind last year's 82% and 4 points behind the five-year average of 84% on the national stage. Looking closer to home here in Montana, planting of winter wheat, 88% complete. That's a few points behind the 91% five-year average, with 72% of the crop emerging out in the countryside. Oklahoma is remaining the furthest behind in planting the winter wheat crop. They're at 59% complete. That's 22 percentage points behind the five-year average. As the fall run continues, earlier this week, Billings Livestock Commission, over 1,400 head were marketed. Demand was moderate and quality varied from plain to average. Slaughter cows saw a decrease of $5 to $8 a hundredweight, while feeder cows were $4 to $6 lower. Prices for those slaughter cows anywhere from $80 up to $132, slaughter bulls $122 to $153. The selection of steers going through, weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds, brought $3.09 to $3.32. 5 to 5.5 weight steers in Billings, $2.83 to $3.11. I'm Lee Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Travis, I didn't even have time to add this next guest to the lineup here on our show calendar this morning because this ad just came out. Powerful new ad supporting Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. I'll play the ad for you here in just a few minutes, but we're going to talk with a fellow Navy SEAL teammate of Tim Sheehy's, Greg Putnam. He's on the phone lines right now. Stand by, Greg. But first, this is the commercial that I heard. This is the campaign ad that I heard at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. And I said, wow, that is a powerful closing message from the Sheehy campaign.
John Tester is desperate and losing. That's why he's lying about Tim Sheehy. It's disgusting. Tim Sheehy is a decorated combat veteran who earned a Bronze Star with Valor and a Purple Heart. And John Tester? John Tester rubber stamped Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's agenda 95% of the time. That's why President Trump needs you to vote for Tim Sheehy.
We are going to defeat radical left Democrat John Tester and send Tim Sheehy to the United States Senate.
Enough is enough. I'm sick of this bull. We got to save this country. And what does common sense mean to Montanans? They want a secure border, safe streets, cheap gas. Cops are good, criminals are bad, boys are boys, girls are girls.
I'm Tim Sheehy. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Join my team. Give today.
Visit SheeheyVictoryCommittee.com to donate. Paid for by Sheehy Victory Committee.
Man, I tell you what, I don't know about you guys. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app. I'd love to hear what you think about that ad. Or give us a call back in the 8 or 9 o'clock hours of this show when John Jackson is with us. We've got Greg Putnam on the phone lines with us right now. Greg Putnam is an incredible guy, incredible family man. His family is, they're so awesome. I've served with Greg Putnam on the National Advisory Board for Warriors in Quiet Waters, based in Bozeman, Montana. And but Greg Putnam is a Navy SEAL, and he actually served on the SEAL teams with Tim Sheehy. And Greg, I just wish we were having a burger at the Mint Bar in Martinsdale right now, but thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So I'm going to play the ad that was just released where you call out this guy who is lying about your friend Tim Sheehy. What do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Well, first of all, what I want to tell people in Montana is
Dave Madden and I went through training together and served at the same time. I served directly with Kim Sheehy, and I can verify the fact that Dave Madden is lying about his ad attacking Kim. The biggest thing I also want to add, Aaron, is Dave Madden doesn't live in Montana. He lives in Oregon. So the Tesla campaign had to go dig this guy up. You know, one of the only people I know, we've had a number of SEALs, EOD, Special Operations Community people come out in support of Tim, and they find this one guy to come out and lie who doesn't live in the state, has nothing to do with it, and, you know, this guy is known to disparage his fellow teammates and has been a known liberal agenda, constantly attacking Tim. And, you know, the Tesla campaign digs this guy up out of Oregon to come out now and at the very end of this failing attempt to, you know, to make Tim look like, paint him in a way that's completely inaccurate.
The thing that bothers me the most is, and I'm not a Navy SEAL, I didn't serve with Tim Sheehy in Afghanistan. I was with the Army when I was in Afghanistan. But the men who actually served with Tim Sheehy in Afghanistan, there's like 19 of them now, fellow Navy SEALs, EOD techs, the NAVEOD guys, which are incredible as well. By the way, I've served with NAVEOD guys in my tenure as well. 19 plus of them, including the SEAL Team 2 commander, came out and praised Tim Sheehy and praised his honor and his ethics. And yeah, you're right. They dig up this ponytail guy who's donated to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who didn't even serve in the same unit as Tim Sheehy in Afghanistan, to make these claims on a John Tester commercial. It's pathetic.
Aaron, I know all those guys on that list, and I talked to a number of people that were there with Tim, and it is confirmed that Dave Madden was not in the same area even with Tim during combat operations. This guy and I went through training together. Nobody liked him. He's had a liberal agenda from day one. You know, this guy's, his Twitter account is full of just him, you know, disparaging his teammates, disparaging this country. You know, once again, this is not, you know, a guy that is coming out from a, you know, an honest position. And we called him out in our ad, talking about the fact that he's lying about Tim for his own personal gain. And once again, it's just this flailing attempt by the John Tester campaign here right at the end to try to disparage Tim and his record, which I can stand by after serving with Tim directly in the SEAL teams. And everybody that's worked with Tim in the SEAL teams, the guy had a fantastic reputation as a warrior and as a leader that always went to bat for his guys. Dave Madden was the complete opposite.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I went and looked at this Dave Madden guy's Twitter account on X, and I guess he blocked a few people because they were calling him out for some of the claims that he was making, but I was able to see it, and I went and I was reading some of his tweets here over the past few days, and yeah, he was openly talking about how nobody liked him when he was in SEAL training, nobody liked him because he was a vegetarian, and it's like, seriously, man? Like, so you've got an axe to grind, so you're going to throw everybody else under the bus. You're a partisan leftist, and you're mad because apparently people didn't like you. I mean, get over yourselves, man. Like we all served with people who had different political beliefs, maybe different tastes in food, but like, it just sounds like nobody liked you, and so now you got an axe to grind.
Well, the reason nobody liked him was because he was an underperformer. He was a terrible leader. And he was constantly telling everybody, you know, his political views on things, why he was right, why everybody else is wrong, why he was so smart. The guy's just, he was super arrogant, and his diet had nothing to do with the reason why people didn't like him. People didn't like him because of his underperformance. And, you know, Tim's reputation as a SEAL was fantastic. Dave's was terrible. And I'm going to tell you right now, this guy's performance, his performance overseas, gives him no platform to stand on and judge other people, because, you know, this was a guy that was that got relieved of duty for poor performance at the end of the day.
Breitbart News had the headline back on October 18th. New York Times turns to radical Democrat in desperate attempt to reignite smear against Tim Sheehy in Montana Senate race. When people ask me, hey, what's the story with this gunshot wound? It's very simple. I've read all of the documentation on everything that's been published on this deal. Tim Sheehy took a bullet for his men, and then he stayed quiet about it in order to protect the men that he was serving alongside. The veterans who've actually read the news and read the full reports and know the story are like, wow, they have even more respect for Tim Sheehy after getting the truth.
Yeah, and it's not an uncommon thing, right? When you know, guys want to be there. They want to be there doing those jobs. And great leaders like Tim want to stay on the battlefield with their men, where, you know, a guy like Dave Madden probably would have went you know, would have taken that as an easy exit, you know, to get out of there, where Tim wanted to stay and continue to serve and continue to lead with his men on the battlefield.
Well, I've got the audio of the ad that that you are featured in now, and I'll play that for our listeners. But with about a minute or so to go here before our hard break, and we've got a busy lineup here all morning long, why did you feel so compelled to speak out right now, less than a week to go, especially given these desperate attacks? Or what do you want to say to John Tester?
Well, number one, John Tester is obviously, you know, attacking Tim on everything but policy, because he can't stand against him on his own terrible policies and the policies of this current administration. And, you know, so I think number one. Number two, the attacks on, you know, Tim's businesses that I'm involved with as well by the Tester campaign, they're pathetic, just like I said in this ad. And, you know, these last-minute flailing attempts by a failed campaign, by a failed politician, John Tester, it just shows you what the guy's made of, right? It's this scorched earth policy on his way out. He's trying to do everything he can to make Tim look bad, you know, as Tim moves on to a new leadership and service position.
Yeah, well said. Well, Greg Putnam, thanks to you and your family for your service and your sacrifice and what you continue to do to support your fellow veterans. Always an honor to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. And everybody in Montana, get out and vote for Tim.
That's all right. That's right. It's not just enough to vote for Donald J. Trump. You got to vote for the people that got Donald J. Trump's back. Plus, you never know what might happen with that presidential race. The Senate may be the only backstop to a radical Kamala Harris agenda. All right, Greg Putnam. Oh, I got to hit the brakes. Hammer.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I think John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, I think he's got some competition today. You know, whenever John Jackson is in studio with us, we call it the most unwoke hour of the week. Now, normally he's with us on Tuesdays, but, you know, he was being lazy. You know, it's not like there's a big election or anything going on. So he was being lazy, hanging out at his little cabin yesterday. But that's all right. He's going to be here today. So he's going to make up for it. And I think he's going to join us for the next 2 hours from 8 to 10 a.m. We'll take your phone calls and much more. But I think he's going to get out unwoked by John, another John, John Stewart. You know, the liberal comedian John Stewart. He defended this comedian that all the liberal media is attacking. There was a comedian who made some off-color jokes. Imagine that, a comedian telling off-color jokes. I mean, at the Madison Square Gardens rally the other night. And anyway, but Jon Stewart actually is defending this guy and totally mocking the whole montage of liberal media that was clutching their pearls over a comedian's jokes. So anyway, we'll play that clip for you, because I think John Stewart just went more unwoke than John Jackson. We'll have that for you at some point in the 8 or 9 o'clock hours of the show, and a lot more to come. First, real quickly here, we just heard from Greg Putnam, and I mentioned how he is featured in a new campaign commercial calling out the ponytail vegetarian liberal that John Tester is using in his campaign commercial to bash Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Oh, let me cue up the audio here. I thought I had it ready to roll for you here. There we go. All right, it's ready.
John Tester is...
Oh, that's the other one. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to go into Twitter here and play it for you. All right, stand by for just a second. Now my computer's thinking, slowly thinking computer, here we go. Let's open x.com/Aaron Flint. You can do the same thing here. All right, come on, computer. It's not like we don't have enough time here before the election to get all this important information out here. Click on my little photograph here. All right. Okay, here it is. All right. Now, let me cue it up at the right spot here. Doc, I'll give you some extra time. I apologize. This is taking a little longer than I expected. All right, here we go.
You've seen this Democrat lie. I'm a former Navy SEAL who served at the same time as Dave Madden and directly with Tim Sheehy. Dave Madden is a liar with a known liberal agenda who's repeatedly attacked his fellow SEALs and their service. Here's the truth. Tim Sheehy is a decorated combat veteran who earned a Bronze Star with Valor and a Purple Heart. John Tester never served, and his false attacks on Tim are pathetic.
I'm Tim Sheehy, and I approve this message. Join the team. Give today.
All right, and by the way, during the break, because we went to the hard break before, Greg Putnam was telling me, this is exactly why John Tester and the Democrats are so desperate, and they're launching these desperate attacks against Tim Sheehy right now. Because look at the map across the country. They know they're losing, and so they're desperate. All right, let's see. Let's jump right into it. We've got a couple of great docs in the house with us right now. We got Dr. Jordan. We got Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet in the house. Dr. Williams, we've been talking a lot about garbage this morning. Garbage campaign commercials, Joe Biden calling Trump supporters garbage. Well, let's talk about some of the garbage we like to put in our bodies from time to time. Why not, right?
Garbage in, garbage out. When you're on a garbage campaign, you get garbage results. When you put garbage in your body, you just don't burn as well. Your fuel isn't as good, so you get poor results on your health performance and in your overall health. So, yeah, it's best to run an honest, policy-driven campaign. It's best to use the science and use the energy sources that are known to provide good energy and good health.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, proteins. Crucial for your health. And if you're stuck in just vegetarian, no, I'm just kidding. There's nothing wrong with vegetarian diet. But the reality is you need a healthy amount of protein if you really want to have a solid, balanced diet. And that protein is crucial. That's why at Billings Last Diet, we use a product called Ideal Protein, which gets you the proper amount of protein to keep you out of burning through your lean body mass while you're losing weight, which is exactly what happens when you put garbage in, right? You have that cheap, easy fuel that your body just uses immediately and doesn't actually help you sustain energy throughout the day. And that's what happens when you have that garbage in versus garbage out, is you feel fatigued, you feel lethargic. And this time of year, people have a lot going on. I mean, everybody's in school, getting ready for the holidays. You're trying to run a million miles an hour. And if you're not eating the proper balance of protein with those carbs and different things, you are not going to be able to accomplish what you want to do.
Well, there's probably some people that are a little stressed with the elections a week away, and so they're probably eating some garbage. They're probably stress eating. And Dr. Jordan, you know, you're an in-shape guy. You follow the Ideal Protein protocol and do your tune-ups like the rest of us do. But even for in-shape guys that know the Ideal Protein protocol through Billings Last Diet, every now and then you're like, man, I ate a bunch of garbage yesterday. Well, that's all right, because if you've been through Billings Last Diet, you know how to flush that garbage out of your system and stay on track.
No, that's right. And I'm going to tell you the big secret. Everybody turn up your radio, listen up. Here's the big secret about weight. Gaining weight is natural. This time of year especially, think about, you have the end of the season. Harvest just came around. People have excess of food, and we're having winter months coming up. So this time of year, it is natural to gain weight. The problem with that is, we don't want to gain weight. And so in order to do that, you have to train your mind to slap your hand away from the bag of potato chips and the Oreos this time of year, the candy as the kids come up and the carameled apples, and really focus and be intentional about your eating. There's nothing wrong with eating potato chips and an Oreo every now and again, but if it's not intentional, if you don't realize what you're actually putting in your body, you are getting put on those extra pounds. Average American between Thanksgiving and New Year's puts on 8 pounds. And then you're starting in a hole come New Year's when you have your resolution to lose that weight. So why don't you start now being intentional, and then you're ahead come New Year's.
Dr. Dale Williams, I remember when I first went through Billings' last diet, when I first lost 33 pounds in under 3 months, it was right in October.
It was.
It was because it was hunting season.
Yep.
And I remember I was kind of nervous. I'm like, man, I've got a hunting trip planned. Then it's Thanksgiving. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. But I reached out to some friends who've done the program. They're like, no, this program's incredible. You're going to be surprised at how good this program actually is. And actually, I loved it because while I'm out hunting, I just carried my protein snacks with me. And so, you know, you're driving around and then eventually you're walking around, getting to your site. And then I just pull out a protein snack and it kept you satisfied. And you could travel light. And so that was great. But then even when Thanksgiving rolled around, it was like, you know, I had a plan in place and it was like, hey, as long as I got my turkey, I'm happy.
And that's really the key is that you have to have a plan to begin with. And so I remember you said you were going to go hunting, and I remember you coming back and reporting, hey, it was great because I had this protein, which gave me great energy. When you're eating the junk food, when you're eating the garbage, you don't get a sustained energy. And so that's why it's important to get the amount of protein that you need while you're dieting, but also for the rest of your life. So, and it needs to become a lifestyle. And that's where we're really proud of our ad hoc diet coach, Aaron Flint, is because he's been a great example of learning to keep that weight off for the rest of your life. And so conscious eating. So we were talking before we came on air that we do some emotional eating during this time of year when it's stressful. And there's nothing wrong with having Oreos. There's nothing wrong with having a caramel apple or potato chips, but you need to be conscious of what you're doing. What happens is we get into an unconscious eating pattern or a habit, and that's when the extra weight comes back.
And you just can't stop, and you just keep going. And that's where this new lifestyle becomes more of that habit and becomes that routine. And be like, you know what? Hey, I can have just a bite of that or a little bit of that, or I can have that once a week instead of feeling like I have to pig out on it all day, every day, right?
And Aaron, this time of year, you'll remember every year we have a class, a specific class for the holidays. It's called Eating for the Holidays. Typically every Wednesday we have a free educational seminar all about our three-phase program to help you lose that weight and keep it off. But this time of year specifically, we try and educate people on how you can avoid those holiday pounds. You're going to go to an event. You're going to go to Thanksgiving of the families. You're going to go to Christmas events and work events. And there are hurdles you're going to have to jump over and try and avoid some of those more heavy carbs and garbage in, right? And so on the 21st of November, we teach an hour-long class. Dr. Williams does a great job giving you some tips and tricks on those events, how you can avoid overeating in that social environment where you kind of just go with the crowd. And you've been at that class, Aaron. What have you thought of that?
Oh, I love the holiday eating class. That's one of my favorites. A, because you get a lot of good food samples and you get a lot of good tips. The biggest thing that was most helpful for me was, okay, if you're going to have a little bit of pumpkin pie, pair it with protein.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your body's going to get that sugar rush and it's going to go into fat storage mode. So it just kind of evens everything out. Well, the great thing about Billings Last Diet, if you live in Billings, you can go in person to all of this, the seminar, to the holiday eating class. But even if you don't live in Billings, you can benefit from Billings Last Diet because they've got a remote option. Tim in Savage has already lost 30 pounds in his first month alone. BillingsLastDiet.com.
I'm Maria Cantwell. Too many politicians are too busy fighting each other, but I just want to get things done to make people's lives better. I led a bipartisan initiative to bring computer chip manufacturing and other supply chains back to America, generating billions in private sector investment to make the chips that run our cars, our appliances, and even our farm equipment, creating jobs, boosting our competitiveness, and lowering costs. It's beginning to work.
Paid for by Friends of Maria.
Fox News commentary.
Tim Walz has said some stupid stuff, but this latest suggestion might be the worst one yet. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Good guess. I always say the Packers.
How'd you do
exactly? Things get tougher, so hang on.
Make sure you take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
In a pathetic attempt to look cool and woo the young vote, Tim Walz and AOC played Madden and Crazy Taxi on Twitch, and while their entire conversation was downright nauseating, there was one particular part that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Tim Walz said, and I quote, "We're gonna win this election and put a gavel in your hand in the House." Was he serious? Well, given how radical Tim Walz is, I wouldn't put it past him and Kamala to seriously support a speaker, AOC. Now, Tim does have a propensity for embellishment and can't seem to keep his foot out of his mouth, but that gives me no comfort. Kamala and Tim are doing their darndest to convince us they are middle class and moderate folks, but their respective records are anything but middle of the road. Keep that in mind when you vote next week. You could end up with an AOC in the third highest position in the land. Yikes. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Population movement has been at the core of American history for centuries, yet many of us profess to be unhappy about it. To judge from the propaganda of political ads, those who stay put are to be celebrated, while those who have arrived elsewhere are not. Of course, the data show that roughly half of Montanans were born in other states, which makes it quite likely that many of the folks producing those cynical ads were born somewhere else as well. But behind these crude sentiments is the notion that new people, immigrants if you will, bring costs that those of us who already live here must bear. And that, as it turns out, is a question that lends itself well to analysis. Most of the research says that new residents add to the economic pie, especially when you take a longer view over second and third generations, and even more so with the tight labor markets of today. The worst-case scenario, a new low-skill immigrant with less than high school education, can have more cost than benefit, but if their arrival helps a business expand, the cost disappears. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Conant Street, Suite 401, Beverly, MA 01915. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I heard some hooting and hollering out in the hallway. I said, oh, he must be here. The Joker from X must be in the house already. You know what? Let's mic him up early. Let's have him get that microphone on early here. Real quick, though, hey, a great conversation there with Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet. Again, that remote option is working wonders. So if you're in Butte, if you're in Whitehall, if you're in Whitefish, it don't matter. Billings Last Diet works, and you can work with your diet coach through their remote option. They'll ship you your food. They'll ship you a scale that you can use in your house. Tim and Savage has already lost 30 pounds in the first month. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751, to get started. A free seminar so you can just get the information and decide whether you want to do it or not. Also, follow Billings Last Diet on their social media. Billings Last Diet is on Facebook. They're going to be launching a podcast very soon as well, so that should be fun. In fact, Tim and Savage, if you're listening, I told them, hey, next time Tim and Savage is driving through Billings, we should go be guests on your Billings Last Diet podcast. That would be fun. All right, the Joker is in the house. So you must have heard our conversation with Greg Putnam, the Navy SEAL who served with Tim Sheehy.
I did.
What do you think about ponytail vegetarian boy featured in John Tester's campaign?
No, Aaron, all these SEALs are being mean to me because I'm a vegetarian and I live in Oregon and I supported Barack Obama. I don't know why that is. Tim Sheehy was so mean to me.
Oh, listen to this guy. They pulled this guy out of his commune over there in Oregon. Hey, we'll pay you $5,000 to say something bad about Tim Sheehy. Okay, oh, sure thing.
Yeah. But the line you used when you were joking before we came out of the program is like, you know, they go pull this guy out of his commune where he was digging up radishes from his organic garden. Oh, hey, what? You need me to say what about a Navy SEAL? Okay, you know.
How much weed do you think he's got growing in that garden, too? You know, he's over there. Yeah. No, he's got.
This is
going.
Oregon. Yeah. Weed. He moved past weed 20 years ago.
Mushrooms.
He's on the psychedelics. Yeah. He's got all sorts of crazy stuff in that organic garden of his out there.
You know, like you said at the break, there's always one. It doesn't matter. I'm sure the groups you were in over in Afghanistan, the groups I was in, there's always one oddball that nobody liked because the guy's a douche. It's not because he's just a bad guy and nobody liked him. And now he's going to take his chance to get back at these people for probably $5,000 or $10,000.
Well, and that's the thing, like, for those of you guys who haven't looked into this ponytail guy more, he donated to Elizabeth Warren and Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer's PAC. And, yeah, on his X account, you can go check it out, where he is, like, openly whining about how, yeah, my wife and I were just talking the other day about how nobody liked me. And it's like, dude, get over yourself, man. Like, and, yeah, not everybody's going to get along with everybody, right? But the fact that every single one of these SEALs who actually served with Tim Sheehy, including their SEAL Team 2 commander, is saying, wow, this guy's incredible, incredible, you know, ethos, you name it. Oh, but there's that one guy, the guy with the ponytail that donated to Elizabeth Warren. No, that's the guy John Tester runs to. Can you just imagine the helicopter showing up in Oregon? John Tester coming out in this jungle penetrator.
Can you imagine the helo bending over as it tries? Or is it the helo's about to? Wait, we're over the limit. We're over the limit. Cut it loose. Cut it loose. We're over the weight limit.
You're needed for one more mission. We need you to lie about a Navy SEAL in Montana.
Drop those radishes. Put those radishes down. Get on the helo.
No, don't leave the psychedelics too. Those aren't going to play well in Montana. This ain't Portland, buddy. This ain't Portland. My goodness, what a bunch of desperate POSs. I mean, I don't know a nicer way to put it, like John Tester and these dirtbag Democrats are pulling here with less than a week to go.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Two murders pinned on bears. Montana police are looking for a large axe and other items they say was taken from a crime scene near Big Sky, where a 35-year-old father was murdered while camping. Justin Kazurshem was last seen on the afternoon of October 10th when he went out camping. When he didn't show up to pick up his friend the next day, that friend went looking for him and found his body, telling 911 he thought Kazurshem was attacked by a bear. But authorities found no signs of a bear, and an autopsy showed Kazurshem suffered multiple chop wounds. In a separate case in Tennessee, 45-year-old Nicholas Wayne Hamlet is wanted for murder. He called 911 saying he was Brandon Andrade and was gravely wounded after a bear chased him off a cliff in Hamilton County. When rescuers arrived, they found a bloody corpse at the bottom of a cliff with Andrade's ID. Police say the body wasn't Andrade and that Hamlet had stolen his identity. Police haven't ID'd the body and Hamlet is still on the loose. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.